Margaret, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Hey, before we talk about your new book, let's talk about who Margaret McMullen is. Give me your background.
Well, that's always a good question, who I am. I was born in Newton, Mississippi. And as I said before, it's a town between Chunky and So-So. And we moved up to Illinois near Chicago. And then from there, I went to college, and then I went to New York. I was an editor at Glamour magazine for a while, and then I decided to write books and went back to graduate school, and then I went into teaching, and I've taught for 25 years at the University of Evansville in Evansville, Indiana, and now I'm retired and writing full-time.
Is writing something you always aspired to do, even as a child?
Well, you know, back in my day, it wasn't something you said out loud, I want to be a writer. And I've noticed that with my students, they come in wanting to write and being very proud of that and saying that they want to write, which I love. But it was sort of something quietly just done, and it wasn't something I really thought about. That said, I always looked to write for the school newspaper, and then to me, back then, when you wanted to write, you tried to find a job in writing, and that was always journalism or magazine work. So that's where I started. So my background was nonfiction. It was journalism, but I didn't study journalism. But that's how I learned about deadlines, discipline, and structure, and just getting it done and never having, writer's block. So I always teach my students that, too.
Want to remind everybody we're talking to award-winning author Margaret McMullen, who has written a new book, a new memoir. It's called Where the Angels Lived, One Family Story of Exile, Loss and Return. Margaret will be in Delaware, actually, for a book discussion at the Rehoboth Public Library on December the 12th. Let's talk about the title. Where did the title of the new book come from?
Angels comes from the word Angle, which is my mother's maiden name, part of my mother's maiden name. Her full name is Angle Dionysi, and Angle means angel in Hungarian and German. So where they used to live was Pécs, Hungary, and that's where I went to research a man that I never knew about and a man that my mother knew about who happened to be her uncle, who also was a part of a family that she never knew about, and most of them were died in the Holocaust, in the Hungarian Holocaust, and he died in 1944. So my search for this family, my mother's family that she never knew about, was meaningful not just for me, but also I was telling her all the things that she didn't know. And she was 85 when I told her, and now she's 90.
What made you want to learn about the true history of your family?
Well, it's kind of crazy, I went to Israel, and I had written about what I thought was my mother's past, but I never really was sure. My mother She's a private woman. She also knows about keeping secrets. She used to work for the CIA, so she never really revealed much about her past in Vienna, Austria. So anytime I wrote what I thought was her story, I wrote it in fictional terms. So when I went to Israel as a part of a writer's group, I went to Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, and I typed my mother's maiden name into the database, and up popped this name, Richard, a man I never heard of before. So when I went to the archivist to get the printout of his name, she said, if you're related to him, no one has ever called this man down. No one has ever remembered him or honored him, and now you're responsible for him. And she gave me this page, a sheet, called Page of Testimony, which had all this information she wanted me to fill out about Richard. And, you know, I was teaching full time and I thought, no, you're not going to give me this assignment. But when I went back home, he wouldn't let me go. You know, I just kept thinking about him. And I always tell my students, write what keeps you up at night. And I really felt like Richard was keeping me up at night.
Award-winning author Margaret McMullen coming to Delaware to share her story with First State residents. She'll be at the Rehoboth Public Library on December 12th from 3 until 5 p.m. What do you hope to accomplish? What's the message you want to get out to people here in Delaware during your book discussion?
Well, these book discussions have been really informative, hopefully not just for me, but for others. It was a messy process, you know, because there was so much backstory and so much history, and I also want to, you know, promote the Fulbright organization because that was essential to my research. So I want to help other people with their stories because I'm finding out that there are so many people who have crucial stories, especially around World War II and the Holocaust. And I guess also, as I go to schools and libraries and talks, remembering Richard was not just important for me and for my mother. It's a part of history that now I'm seeing is getting whitewashed, is getting forgotten. So to remember Richard is basically to remember all of them, all of the people who were murdered in the Holocaust. And this is something that's really important for all of us, especially in this political moment.
Margaret, how many books have you written?
This is my ninth book.
And what do you normally write about?
I usually write fiction, but now that I'm seeing it, there is definitely a pattern. I write a lot about loss, and I write about how everyday people can overcome loss or become sort of unlikely heroes. I really am interested in, you know, people moving through big moments in history. So I've written about little boys in the Civil War, little girls right after the Civil War, trying to grow up in an abusive household. I've written about the civil rights movement in Jackson, 1962. And I've written about Katrina, Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, well. What I assume that during your book discussion in Rehoboth on December the 12th, you will be selling your books as well?
Rehoboth Browse About Books is selling the book.
Do you have a website where people can go and get more information about the book and about you?
I do indeed. www.margaretmcmullen.com. It's with an A-N. McMullen is spelled with an A-N.
Any final words about your new memoir that you really want the general public to know about?
This is the story of my mother's uncle, a man she never knew existed, who died in Mauthausen concentration camp in 1944. And I thought this was just going to be a story about him and why I went searching for clues about him in Hungary. But I discovered this is a bigger story. It's a universal story about how people and huge events can get lost if we let them.
Margaret, is your book for sale anywhere online?
It is on sale at Amazon and Calypso, and basically if you just Google Where the Angels Lived, you can find it at any bookstores or on Amazon.